from your least trusted source for sports news, Studio B. This is Eric.
I'm Aaron.
Welcome to View from the Bleachers. Oh, that's accurate. If you're getting your highlight, your best sports information from me and from you Fridays at 9:30, there's a few other sites I'd like you to visit before you get there. Yeah. How are you?
Warm?
It's still hot in here. Yeah. It's not just me. It's not just you. It's the sign that says the air conditioner is not working. Good luck to you.
It's not bad, but it's still not comfortable.
No, I feel like I'm in sports. I feel like we are sitting on the bench. Yeah, it's hot. It's hot in here. Other than that, man, summer. Welcome to the day. It's been a good one. Got to the pool earlier today.
Nice.
Yeah, I've already gotten in the lazy river. So,
Good job, man.
Week is A+ all the way around.
I mean, I've got a lazy, nice spring frog creek in my house. I should just dip in that. Maybe
you will. I'm assuming every day about 7:30. That's where I would
probably
be sitting too, man.
Not the worst idea at this point.
Yeah. No. And if you don't do it, who would?
Because I don't like crowds. So.
A crowd of two, I believe. Maybe the dogs at your house too. You know.
Yeah.
But God, that sounds nice. If you don't do it, let me know because I wouldn't mind some time, some crick time. Yeah, man. It's been a good week in sports. Actually, there's been just the Brewers playing. Everything else and Women's World Cup is the big things of the sports week. So for sure, I'm going to talk about both of those two things. We also have. Because the NFL mini camps have started, we can touch base a little bit of that at some point, time permitting, and I'm going to say we got time. Starting it out, we're going to talk about the Brewers. Brewers 54-45.
56.
56-45. Yeah, you're right. I wrote that, and I didn't read it right. They're a game and a half up on the Reds for first place.
Okay.
They're currently playing the Reds in a – they got two more games against the Reds, I think, tonight, tomorrow.
Yep.
Then the Braves. Then we're going back to the Braves to finish off the month. Like I said, it's been a tough, 15-game stretch against the second-place team in your division twice and the best team in the National League twice. That's a full month. So hopefully the Brewers can catch a break at the end. They go, I think next month they get to start out playing something like the Nationals and the Pirates.
Yep.
Who are, I guess, technically a major league baseball team, but they're both very, very bad. Brewers were 4-3 last week, so against the best teams they're going to play for the rest of the year, I'll take that. Hitters, we got Willem Contreras still at 270. Christian Yelich is going to get that average over 300,
nice.
Unless I jinx it, because he's getting game winners, he's getting 2-for-3, he's doing everything for the Brewers. He's leaps and bounds better than the second best Brewer. By all metrics, who would be probably Willem Contreras, the catcher, because he plays pretty good defensive catcher and hits the cover off the baseball. Christian Yelich is still the guy. He's doing everything. I'm going to mispronounce it because I tried and tried. Andrew Monasterio, 25-year-old rookie for the Brewers among, I think they said, 8 or 9 first-year players for the Brewers. Some of them have not done well. Some of them have gone shipped back to the minors. Monasterio was a... He did really well in spring training, and he's been a utility player, can play all over the infield. He's got his average right around 290, which he was part-time. Now he's getting, he's getting starting a lot because he's hitting really, really well. Like I said, there's been some mixed results for guys on the Brewers bringing up, middle-of-the-road AAA players, but he's done really well. They also called up Sal Frelick, who for all of the Brewer fans out there was a first-round pick 2021 out of Boston College. He's a little outfielder. He's got speed. He's got a great glove. He's a contact hitter. For what it's worth, in the 90s, he would have been like the prototypical center fielder. And so far in the first, four games, I think he was 3-for-3 in his first game, and he was 2-for-3, and he's hitting really, really well. He was injured. It sounded like he could have started the year for the Brewers, but he got hurt, and he missed some time and was struggling in AAA, but he's going to be locked in because, like I said, besides Yelich, Joey Weimer gets to start because he's great at defense. Christian Yelich is their MVP, but they need a third outfielder because that's what you need in baseball. You need at least 3 outfielders, and so they're just going to plug him in, and why not? Because there's nobody... The Brewers can't afford to trade for anybody, nor are there any great names on the trade market. I mean, if you make a big enough offer, you can get just about anybody, but So they're gonna roll with what they got. You're gonna see young players coming up for the next month or two. The Brewers have a lot of Triple-A talent that you're gonna start to see, whether it's pitching or hitting. They look. You're gonna get the young guys, which is good because they're winning with pitching and defense. All of their starting pitchers now have an ERA under 4, which is fantastic. Best in baseball. Their starting rotation is amongst the best by numbers in all Major League Baseball. Corbin Burnes, who is their Cy Young winner, their ace, has in the last 3 or 4 games has absolutely pitched like an ace. He's going 7. He's going 8. He's striking everybody out. He looks like he's back all the way from whatever was ailing him at the beginning of the year. Whatever thing made him be an average pitcher, that's all gone and behind him. And they've called up some Triple-A arms. Couple of young guys that are, throwing 100 miles an hour. So, the arrow is pointing.
So it's a good time if they're going to start getting hot is now.
Correct. You've got 40 games left. If 40 to 50 games, if you're not going to get hot now, your season is all but over.
Right.
And like I said, and with their pitching and defense as well as it is, if their hitting gets anything near hot, this ends up being one of the better teams in the National League.
Nice.
But it's just been so long since their hitting and pitching have both come together at the same time.
It's like a Vikings fan going, yeah, and then waiting for the shoe to drop.
Yeah, you're waiting for the defense. Just like the Vikings all year, you're waiting for that game where they give up 34 and only score 31.
Right.
Well, that happens quite a bit with the Brewers. They're just not hitting.
Sure.
But you bring up enough young guys, that kind of moves the needle a little bit.
Sure.
Gets a little bit of excitement, a little bit of juice. And baseball is one of those sports where the clubhouse stuff really does matter. You
right.
spend so much time, and there's such a fine line between getting out and getting on. Anything that helps a team feel better is just inevitably going to help. Along those same lines, I'm going to list you some guys that the Brewers can trade. They could just as well be without a number of these guys because, get something for nothing. Brandon Woodruff is the second best paid pitcher on the Brewers. Has pitched 2 games this year, and they've won without him. He's the last remaining chip you have. If you're looking to trade for minor league talent, if you're looking to restock a farm system, he's the only player on that team because he's a 29-year-old starting pitcher who's still got controllable. He isn't making his big money. He will be next year. You could get something for him now that is worth something. Because,
right.
Willy Adames has been their starting shortstop for the last 2 years, 3 years, in a trade from the Diamondbacks, was really good for a year, was middle of the road last year, and has been horrible to terrible this entire year. Still somehow was second on the team in home runs while hitting .209. He just swings at everything. Sometimes he'll hit it over the fence, but most of the time he is striking out on balls in the dirt, super high fastballs, things that just... You shouldn't be swinging at. I don't know how to. I'm not a pro, but
right.
He does not look like a pro. So, feel free. Him, Brian Anderson is the guy they picked up in the offseason. Rowdy Tellez was supposed to be something, has been nothing. And Jesse Winkler, same thing. They traded, they made a trade Colton Wong for Jesse Winkler. He was an All-Star a couple of years ago for the Reds. He has been terrible.
Yeah,
just awful. He's one of those guys that. You can't cut him because you're paying him $8 million, but he has done zero. I'd rather see absolutely anybody on the Triple-A, double anybody on the roster besides watching guys hit .209 and
sure.
not be. So anything you could trade to get anything back. Yep, that would be fine because I said they're going to win. They feel like a playoff team unless Christian Yelich, who has not been healthy in about 4 years, unless he gets hurt, they're a playoff team. So all in all, they don't really have to make any moves. But if you want to cut some payroll and you want to restock something, there's a list of 5 guys
sure.
who, if they weren't on the team, I wouldn't notice.
Okay.
Like I said, that's my Brewers for the week.
My Twins are 4 games up in the Central.
Yeah, they've been the NL Central and the AL Central are really similar this year. Pretty sure the Twins are the only team above 500 in that division.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yep, the Guardians are second at 49 and 51. Don't.
Yeah.
Take it for what it is.
So we're still on track for that Brewers Twins World
Maybe.
Series then, aren't
no,
we? We are lined
Would
up.
That we're, be something.
Well, I mean, we're closer at this point than we were at the beginning of the year because we were just pretending that they were both being first place.
Right.
But here
the
we
Twins
are.
Last year, they had a good team in the beginning of the last year.
Sure.
And then after the break, they just nothing. They were horrible. Barely, I think they maybe made it in barely to whatever the playoff system is there. They lost right away.
Side note, I was watching on a sports show. I believe his last name is Duran, the relief pitcher for the Twins.
Okay.
He has thrown the five fastest pitches in the majors this year.
Wow.
Five. Nice. The five fastest pitchers. He has reached 105 miles an hour at one point. I believe it was 104, 105 on the gun. When I went to the Twins game, he did pitch, and you can't tell in the bleachers, but man, he throws it really hard.
Just
side note on that one, if anybody. Yep, random trivia. Okay. The other thing is the Women's World Cup.
What's that?
Well, women are wonderful.
Is that
and
football?
Soccer is amazing. This is American. This is soccer.
It's
not American football.
No.
It is not. It is the largest tournament in the world. It is the ninth edition. I want to say ninth. They play every 4 years, just like the Men's World Cup.
No. Okay.
32 teams expanded from 24.
Is this the one where the U.S. women's has won like every year?
The U.S. women have won four of the first eight.
Okay.
It's hosted by Australia and New Zealand both this year, which, I mean, man, can you imagine the travel schedule to have to travel from Australia, all over Australia and New Zealand for a tournament that lasts about, I think it's about 6 weeks, give or take. But yeah, the U.S. won the first four of the first eight, 91, 99. 2015, 2019, and this would be 2023. They're looking to become, of course, the first team to win three in a row. Germany won back-to-back in the years that the U.S. didn't win.
Okay.
The U.S. has reached the semifinals in every one of these tournaments. The U.S. have the best players in the world, incredibly athletic. It is what the men's soccer team wishes.
It could be
they're the equivalent of the dream team, like the NBA dream team from back in the day. The best players on this team are the best in the world. A couple names people might recognize: Megan Rapinoe. She has a short pink hair. You've definitely have seen the face if you've watched any women's sports. She's at the forefront of LGBTQ issues and women's equality. She has spearheaded the men's and women's team make equal pay,
right?
Because they should. The women's team far exceeds. Women's team is number one in the world. A men's team maybe ranks in the top 15. But Megan Rapinoe is at the older side. I think she's late 30s. Yeah, this will be her last World Cup.
Yep.
But she's probably the biggest face of women's soccer, maybe women's sports. You know, easy to root for, super nice.
Sure.
Easy to talk. Great to in interviews. Alex Morgan is the captain of the U.S. women's team.
Everybody knows her.
She's 208 caps, 121 goals. Best goal scorer in the world. Another name people might recognize is Trinity Rodman, which for all of the NBA fans, that is the daughter of Dennis Rodman. She was the Rookie of the Year in the Women's National League, the American Women's Soccer League. She was the Rookie of the Year. She's the highest paid women's soccer player and I believe the highest paid American women's soccer player. That's another name. Like I said, it's fantastic because I know Dennis Rodman. Dennis Rodman is one of my favorite athletes of all time. So I've known of his daughter for a couple of years now. She was the number one pick in the league she's in. And Julie Ertz also is the wife of tight end. I think he still plays. Is still active in the NFL.
Yeah, I think he's
played for the Eagles. Was a Pro Bowler and the Cardinals. Was a Pro Bowler.
I think he's still
Zach Ertz.
Yep, I think he's still with the Cardinals. I think.
Okay. But. She's one of. She's been playing. She's been on TV. She's very prominent in the world of women's soccer. Julie Ertz also, but there's a 16-year-old. What was her name? Did we?
Well, it was Casey Fair.
Okay.
But she's actually on the South Korea team.
Hmm. Did I miss something in
She's from New Jersey, but she's on the South Korea team.
Interesting.
Yeah. Cool. They subbed her in.
All right.
So
the men's game, the women, I believe all the games are on Fox or FS1 for the next few weeks. The U.S. plays Netherlands. They won their first game against
Vietnam.
That's right. It was 3-0 against Vietnam. Their next game is against Netherlands. Netherlands is the second best team in their group, and they're grouped just like the Men's World Cup, or just like that NBA tournament I was talking about a couple weeks ago. There's four teams. There's eight groups, four in each team. The best two make it to the knockout rounds. The U.S. and Netherlands are the two best in there, and they play against each other on Thursday. I will inevitably record and watch some of that. My daughter's plays soccer, so she's really looking forward to watching some of that stuff too. So that was really the only two actual sports that happened throughout the week, unless there was something else I missed in the world of active sports,
NFL.
Well, yeah, we're getting there. As far as sports that actually happen,
that are playing.
Things that are actually being played. Okay. Yeah, there's just baseball and Women's World Cup. So highly recommend, if you're a sports fan, check out the Women's World Cup. The U.S. is going to win, and if they don't win, it's a huge upset, and that's worth watching anyway.
Okay.
NFL minicamps have started.
For the most part, I think a lot of the veterans now are reporting today or tomorrow.
Okay, so we're officially in the...
By Friday, I think every team has got their
season
going on.
August 3rd is the first game, Hall of Fame game.
It's
next week already.
Yeah, I know.
That's wild. Jets and Browns. So Jets and Browns, so you'll get a chance to see Aaron Rodgers.
Will you, though?
I mean, wouldn't you think he shows up for a series? He's not that rusty, right? I mean, the cameras are on for him.
They have him come in for maybe a series.
I'm not sure if I really, as I think about it, I don't really want to see Aaron Rodgers play for anybody else. I'm gonna actively avoid watching him in the preseason if he plays.
Like no avail.
I mean, as a not Aaron Rodgers fan, I bet you are totally rooting for him to fall on his face. I don't really want to see him succeed. That's where I'm at. I want to see him do well for only the Packers.
Yeah, nobody will know. You won't know until you get halfway through this. I think the first six games, then you'll go, oh, he's for real, you know?
But from what they were talking about, Aaron Rodgers looks like the Aaron Rodgers of old. He looks happy. He's throwing great passes to rookies in undefended mini camp sessions. And
he's helping them.
He's helping the team.
He's communicating with
them. Which is wild to think that if he would have just, I don't think this would have changed what happens with him, right? Like, this was going to happen. He wasn't a communicator. He wasn't interested. They drafted his replacement. He wasn't.
Yeah, the writing is well on the wall. The fact that he had one more year with Green Bay was surprising.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think they should have cut him before, traded him before.
Nothing. Yeah, we talked
instead
about that.
Instead, you got your hand. I mean, it worked out good for the Packers with the trades and what they got in return. Sure,
they got an extra year out of Aaron Rodgers and still got to trade him, and now we know Jordan Love is ready, right? We don't know if he's going to be good. We don't know if he's good, but we know that he's ready because they're officially
he has no choice.
Mark Murphy said earlier this week in an interview that it's going to take about half a season for us to know if Jordan Love's the real deal or not, and I can attest to this.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to take, I'll say 6 or 7 games. After that, then they're going to go, okay, here it is.
I mean, there's nothing that will convince me one way or the other after his first game. I feel like as a fan, I'm going to watch that first game, and I'm just going to know.
Yeah.
He's not going to look right, or he's going to look right, and I'm going to say, okay, this is the Jordan Love that we're getting for the next 2 years. And if he's great, I mean, awesome. If he's not, I'm going to be looking into who's the draftable quarterbacks in the next couple of years. But
so it's for their... Yeah. Your first preseason game is against the Bengals, August 11th.
Okay. I mean,
he'll play. He'll probably play at least.
Well, they were talking about that in the preseason, too. They'd like to get Jordan Love as many snaps as they can. But, of course, the problem is the Packers don't have a viable backup anymore. They have a former sixth-round pick. They drafted one in the fifth round.
Yeah.
Right around the same spot the Vikings drafted. The Vikings drafted a long-term replace. But the Packers drafted a guy as a backup. They drafted a fifth-round pick to exclusively use as a backup to Jordan Love. So if you got a Jordan Love in the preseason getting hurt, the Packers season goes from, a 9-10-win season to a, 4-win.
Yeah.
I would root for nothing. I would root for them to lose every game if they don't have a good starting quarterback for the year. I would like to be able to draft a real quarterback. It has been, I don't know. I'd have to look real close to see the last time the Packers drafted a blue chip quarterback. Has to have been forever ago. Yeah.
Sean Clifford.
Yeah.
Penn State. Yeah.
Yep. And Danny Eitling, who was cut by the Patriots, who was a converted wide receiver. They don't really have anybody behind Jordan Love. So if they think he's ready.
No experienced veteran.
They just put him in bubble wrap till the season starts and just hope he doesn't get hurt. Because if not, it's going to be a very strange season playing with your backup quarterback.
Right.
So. Yep, that's gotten fired off. So what happened in NFL? Saquon Barkley, running back for the Giants, signed his deal today.
Which essentially is just an elaborated franchise deal.
Franchise
it's the same
tag
thing, but he got
would
bonus.
Have paid him. Franchise tag would have paid him $10 million, which is a non-guaranteed $10 million, which is why he didn't want to sign it, because if he gets hurt, He makes no money. If he gets hurt in this offseason,
he gets no money.
He gets no money next year. So he has signed himself a one-year, $11 million deal, which is, I believe, guaranteed.
Yep.
And has performance bonuses to it. So next year, Saquon Barkley probably plays for a new team. But this year, I'm looking at him being probably the best running back in football. If he's a healthy running back,
I mean, next to McCaffrey.
I mean, my belief, if I'm drafting, if I'm looking at fantasy football numbers, and I will soon, trust me, the talk of fantasy football is coming soon out of me, but I like Saquon Barkley to have a huge, huge year.
Well, I think last year he was like 40% of the offense.
Yes.
If not more, you know?
Yep, and I can't imagine that he'd be any less than that this year.
Well, if you're the Giants, yeah, you had options, but you can't. You can't play without him.
No, and you just ride him until the wheels fall off, right?
Because all the opposing teams are all, you know, they go, okay, it's Saquon, we got to be careful, you know. So that gives that element, you know. Anytime you have an all-star running back.
You have to.
You got to watch for him, you got to play for him, you know.
Which will be, like you said, your Vikings don't have that this year. It'll be interesting to see the change in offense. Yeah. But like I said, so he signed Josh Jacobs, who was a all-pro. Had a huge year last year. Like
he was the best.
I think he led the league in rushing yards last year. It was in the last year of his rookie deal. He has not signed his franchise tag.
No.
He has not signed his long-term deal. He's holding out of camp.
But they don't have a long-term deal.
Right. And the Raiders say they respect his decision, and Josh Jacobs is just going to essentially sit for as long as it takes.
Because at 6 a.m. yesterday at Las Vegas Airport, spectators or people, fans, that know who he is, what he looks like.
Sure.
At 6 a.m., saw him getting on a plane out of Las Vegas.
Nice. Yeah.
So he's not reporting to camp.
No, I'm on vacation. It's an unpaid vacation if you're Josh Jacobs, but he didn't sign. And then the other news that saw was Brock Purdy, who had probably the nicest story last year out of anybody.
Yep.
Mystery relevant in the NFL draft, last pick of the NFL draft. Had an incredible rookie year for the 49ers, started out the year as their third-string quarterback. By the halfway through the season, he was their starter, and they rode him on a hot streak all the way through to the playoffs until he got hurt in the Super Bowl. NFC. Was it the NFC Championship?
Yes.
Yeah, you're right, because it was Eagles. And that was where they changed the rule. Now you can have an emergency quarterback, because if you watch that game, as I did, they put in Christian McCaffrey as their quarterback, and it was fugly to watch. Oh. I was very, very not great.
I think if Purdy had stayed healthy in that one, it would have been a different Super Bowl.
You think so? I think that's all the way around?
I think the defense on the San Francisco 49ers is phenomenal.
I was watching that game, and you were watching that game, too. All of a sudden, they just didn't respect the pass. They lined up 10 guys in the box.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What are you going to do? They were not concerned. They just that's what happened. So that was rough. But there was some talk about who would be the quarterback, because their Jimmy Garoppolo, their quarterback, had left. They had traded a lot of things to get Trey Lance. It was the third pick a few years ago.
And then they signed...
Sam Darnold, wasn't it? So then they signed Sam Darnold. So at this point, but now it looks like Brock Purdy's good to go.
He's cleared,
So he's going to be the starter probably looks like week one, which puts Sam Darnold as their backup, which puts Trey Lance as a very expensive third quarterback that feels like you almost have to cut him. But, man, what a disappointment to be the front office for the Niners.
It's a quandary because you don't know what he really is yet. He played, five games?
In order to find out what he is, though, you have to bench your starting quarterback. Brock Purdy won over a locker room. So it's hard to say to the locker room, we got to try this Trey Lance experiment. We have to. We traded a lot, because the players in the locker room didn't trade anything.
Right.
They just want to win.
Well, there's a lot of off-season talk that he was getting traded.
Mm-hmm.
One of the talks was to Minnesota, which might have made sense.
Because he was from North Dakota, went to North Dakota State, probably was from that upper Midwest region, right?
Yep. He's kind of a home guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was the NFL. That was the NFL's. There wasn't anything else super exciting.
A lot of signings, like Trayvon Diggs got his extension.
Sure.
$97 million for 5 years.
That's nice.
And you look at the running backs.
Yeah, it's an interesting market where a few years ago, the highest paid players in the league were absolutely quarterbacks and running backs.
Yep.
And it has shifted all the way around to now cornerbacks and linebackers are getting...
Well, none of that, but...
Wide receivers. Wide receivers have become
D-line.
The new...
D-line, O-line, those guys. I mean, yeah, because you look at any team that didn't have a good O-line.
Yeah.
You know, to protect like Kirk Cousins.
Every one of the good starters as a free agent, signs for well over $10 million guaranteed money, except for running backs who receive $5 million, $6 million
less
incentives.
Than place kickers.
Yeah, there's some. I would imagine the highest paid kicker in the league is getting paid more than most starting running backs in the NFL. That's which,
$12 million.
I mean, I said the math tells you they're good at math. They're going to tell you that that's the right way to do it. And it's hard to, like I said, I don't know the analytics of it, but until it's disproven, right? Until you have to win with if Christian McCaffrey can carry his team to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, and it changes the narrative.
Then maybe it changes that narrative. Right. Or if you see a guy and Emmett Smith comes along at some point. But if you don't have it, you're going to the running back sort of gets phased out.
Yep.
That's pretty much all I got in news. What do we got in time? Few?
You got 2.5 minutes left.
We got 2.5 minutes to do music or just chat?
Up to you.
Things that happened in the NBA. Jaylen Brown, forward for the Celtics, got a 5-year, $304 million contract extension. Absolutely the highest paid NBA player. As soon as some of the new players come along and they get their extensions, the salary cap went up. That he won't be the highest paid for very long, but currently, next year he makes $53 million, goes up to $69 million in 2029.
Okay.
Bronny James, son of LeBron James, suffered cardiac arrest at practice at USC on Monday. He's out of the ICU. It's not sports worthy other than I know who Bronny James is going to be an NBA player. Son of NBA royalty, always tough when a 19-year-old kid has health problems like that. So you're rooting for. He's at the best medical facility in the world, currently USC medical facility.
That money can buy.
That absolutely rooting for him to make a full recovery. That's really all I got.
I mean, we got a minute and a half. Yep, man.
Well, I wasn't really. I really burned through everything on here. it was a solid show. I was kind of pot committed to playing part of a song.
Yeah.
Because my children told me to play music this time.
Yeah.
They are listeners. They gave me some song choices, and I'd like to play us out with the one that they voted for.
Which was
Kids by MGMT. Oh, thanks everybody. Have a wonderful, wonderful week.
Hold on. I don't have that in here.
No?
No.
That's right. Oh, I changed you up. We were going to do the other one from last week. You know, you're not the only amateur in this room, as it turns out.
By the time I find the song, it's already. We got to listen a minute, so we're good to talk.
No, I don't
want to talk.
No. Well, I was going to ask you, since you're not much of a sports guy. What is your favorite non-sport activity in the summer then? What do you
besides
do?
Working?
I mean, that's a rough sport.
Man. I mean, I've got all the camping gear, and I got a nice canoe, and I haven't used it in like the last 2 years.
That's rough. That's rough. Do you want to do live from a campsite next week?
I wish.
Can we just
not if it's going to be 90 degrees.
You and me both. No, 90 degrees. I feel like you're not much of a rough it camper. Is that accurate?
No, it's not completely off. I've gone on 9-day survival camps.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, let's go.
We can talk about that next week because we're out of time.
We're out of time now, but we're going to get into that next week. That's fantastic. Now, everybody, have a great week.
All right. Thanks. Don't forget to check out the website, wdrt.org, or Spotify. All right, guys. Next week. Thank you.
Bye, everybody.